The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 64, beginning with verse 1. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood, and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, and that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things that we did not look for, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. For of old no one has heard or perceived by the ear, no eye has seen a God besides you, who acts for those who wait for him. You meet him who joyfully works righteousness. Those who remember you in your ways, behold, you were angry and we sinned. In our sins we have been a long time, and shall we be saved? We have all become like one who is unclean, and all of our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls upon your name, who arouses himself to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Be not so terribly angry, O Lord. Remember not iniquity, however. Behold, please look. We are all your people. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle comes from Corinthians chapter 1, beginning with verse 3. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift. As you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Jesus said, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in cloud with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and puts out leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight, or when the cock crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. But what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today's message was the Old Testament lesson from Isaiah. This past week, I had the misfortune of driving on I-465, and I now understand why they call it the tryouts for the Indy 500. I was going 80 miles an hour, and I still had people passing me by right, left, and center. But the one that got me was the car full of teenagers that passed me on the left. Now, that doesn't seem strange, but on the left was the shoulder. They're driving 80-plus miles an hour on the shoulder, zipping past me. Now, after my initial response of suddenly seeing a car where it didn't belong, I want to know, where were the police at this moment? Why weren't they there to execute justice? But justice for what? No one was hurt. It was more what could have happened. There could have been an accident. There could have been someone hurt. If the police were around, they might have learned a lesson. Isaiah in our text cries out for justice as well. He wants God to hit the smite button and smite the people who have deserted him. Excuse me, I'm fighting a head cold. He says, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence." He knows what could happen if God showed up, because the people would not be able to remain unresponsive by his appearance. More than likely, they would want to do his will. There was an Allstate commercial a few years back that says, "Just as soon as you see the police car, you become careful and safe driver. You go the speed limit, you obey all the traffic laws." The presence of police caused most drivers, not all, most drivers to obey the traffic laws. Take the police cars off the road and you end up with chaos on all the highways. Imagine the response if God had showed up. If God had shown his appearance, it would have caused the people to repent. Excuse me. Imagine if you were in a crowd of thousands of atheists and you were called to testify about your Lord Jesus Christ. And while you were testifying, Jesus opened up the heavens, came down with full power and glory. Guaranteed, thousands of these former atheists would convert. Isaiah was surrounded by a people who no longer believed in God. And he asked in verse 5, "Shall we be saved?" If you were in his shoes, wouldn't you pray for God to show up? What would happen if God made his appearance as a pillar of fire? As Isaiah says, "As fire kindles the brushwood, as fire causes water to boil," he was conveying the truth that when water would cause water to boil, so too will the presence of the Almighty God cause an instantaneous effect. The world needed proof of God's existence. There's no problem with wishing that God would wake up people. There's nothing wrong with wanting a miracle. But I'm guaranteed that if God showed up like he did in the Old Testament as a pillar of fire, scientists would claim it's the result of climate change. Isaiah wanted God to turn the hearts of the nation back to him. And he calls upon God again and again to have the people recognize that he was with them. Sinful living was destroying the people on the inside. As Isaiah writes, "For all of us have become like the one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like filthy rags." Without God's presence, people quickly backslide into their old ways. They lean on their own understanding, they lean on their own intellect and wisdom. As Isaiah says, "There is now no one who calls on your name, O Lord." There is no one who rouses himself to take hold of God. In other words, his people were lost. Why doesn't God do something about the world today? Why doesn't he prove in a physical way that he's not happy with the way society is? God's done it before. Why not now? Well, part of the reason is God's already done those miraculous signs, and that's the reason he won't do it again. It would be a redundant effort or sign. God already came in human form. He lived among us, and he took our sins to the cross for the entire world. If faith is based on a few miracles, faith will fade when the miracles cease. In the Thursday morning Bible study, we're studying the book of Judges. And what we see in the book of Judges is the people were oppressed by a foreign nation. God sent a deliverer. And then for a period of time, they had peace and they worshiped God. As soon as that deliverer or judge died, then the people slid back into their old ways, worshiping false gods. Excuse me. If God knew that performing daily miracles would save people, he would. But he chose another path. He chose his word. In God's word, we are reminded that he is the potter and we are the clay. Every day we see God's presence in the air we breathe, the land we live in, and the things we're able to do ourselves, none of which would exist without God himself. We need to become aware of this through the reading of his word. God proved his love for us by sending Jesus to personally atone for the sins, thereby giving evidence of God's love. In the word of God, he has given us the ability to communicate with him. We continue to see answers to our prayers as God feeds us, clothes us, heals us, and teaches us how to live for him. These are some of the miracles that our Lord has given to us, miracles by which we see through the pages of the Bible. Our help is in the name of the Lord, not what he can do, but by who he is by nature. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. His word is living. It is active. And perhaps Isaiah forgot that when he wrote these words, maybe out of frustration. Excuse me. He thought some great miracle would capture the hearts of the people. Do we expect some great miracle signed by God? Do we pray that God would find a new way to prepare people for the end? Something big and mighty has been made known in his word. Mark 13:31 says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not. His words are eternal. His words are so powerful that even when people forget the pillar of fire, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and even the miracles of Jesus, God's holy word still endures to restore our relationship with him. His word endures beyond all the physical things that God has done on this world. It endures beyond even heaven and earth itself. The word of God is still here. The word of God still is tuned to our sole source of life. And remember, we didn't need to turn to God for the big events that he performed in order to believe him. So why would we want that for those who don't believe in him at all? God enriches us daily through his word, and that word continues to confirm our faith day in and day out. Truthfully, we can know what happens when somebody hears the word of the Lord. Pillars of fire do rain down, and miracles are in abundance with the word of God, as the word of God becomes alive in our spirit. This word will stop the reckless driving of sinful living into the right track, and this word will restore us to driving safely into the arms of Christ our Savior, even as it continues to be restored and reaches us. So may the peace of God, which is above all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus Christ to life everlasting. Amen.